In Southern California, home sales are up over last year. The bad news is most of them are foreclosures. A few neighborhoods resemble ghost towns because so many people have walked away from their mortgages. But one company is ignoring the trend and trying to make money by building new homes in some hard-hit L.A. suburbs. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, they're looking for buyers who are willing to think small.
Size isn't everything. At least that's the sales pitch by KB Home's Southern California Division President Steve Ruffner.
This is 1,239 square foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house. But it feels great. It's just marvelous how open it is. The great room, you got plenty of room for entertaining in the dining room area.
Ruffner is showing off the company's newest set of homes for sale in Beaumont, California, about 100 miles east of L.A. in what is known as the Inland Empire. Ruffner never dwells on the downsized floor plans.
And then notice the hallways are large, a lot of storage. It comes with the house, so you have big, deep closets.
During the housing boom, the Inland Empire was one of the hottest real estate markets in the U.S. During the bust, it's no surprise it's one of the hardest hit. The streets here are lined with foreclosures and short sales, big homes at bargain prices. But Ruffner insists there is a market for KB's scaled-down houses, half as big and substantially cheaper.
Our whole motto here is affordability, and that's what we strive for, the first-time buyer, and that's been really our focus for the last five decades.
Well, not exactly. KB, the fourth largest home builder in the country, like almost every other, built bigger and more expensive homes during the run-up. That was a substantial shift for the company founded by Eli Broad, who made his billions building modest homes in the Sun Belt for modest income families. KB's current CEO, Jeff Mezger, says the company is getting back to its roots.
We did lose our way, and this has been a great reinforcement for me that we need to stick to our primary consumer, which is first-time buyer and the first move-up buyer, because there's always more of them. Every year there's more first-time buyers in the marketplace.
Sitting in a conference room in KB's West L.A. skyscraper with a killer view of the Pacific Ocean, Mezger won't predict when that marketplace will stabilize. His company just reported its eighth straight quarterly loss. But Mezger, the son of a Chicago home builder, says there still is money to be made in this down economy.
We think it'd be a mistake to just sit pat and wait for things to get better. So we're being proactive, listening to the consumer, and trying to put a product out there that really appeals to them.
I'm a first-time home buyer, and it's just very exciting, especially this the way the market is. It's a buyer's market.
Ken Henton is taking a final walk through the home she just bought in nearby Riverside. It was a short sale, meaning the original owner sold it at a loss. Her real estate agent is Trina Knowlton.
I shouldn't talk for you, but I think it can be cleaned up.
I think it can be cleaned also.
Yeah,
because
the upstairs is real. The upstairs is real nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe.
Knowlton of Zip Realty says most buyers don't even ask her about newly built homes. They're interested in foreclosures.
Because you can get a house that has all the upgrades in it, you know, for a lesser price than you can walking in new. Mm-hmm. You may have to shop a lot to find exactly what you want.
Her client Henton has been looking for more than a year and wanted a big home. This townhouse overlooking a golf course is 2,000 square feet, and there are plenty more like it still on the market. But Joel Kotkin, a national commentator on urban issues, says Americans are entering an era of austerity. He says the days are over when a first-time buyer will be getting a huge house with no money down.
I mean, basically, we were living in a fantasy land where instead of the idea that the starter home was a modest home, we were starting off like it was like going out of college and your first car is a Cadillac. But the idea of building up equity and saving and making the move up when you can afford is something that has been forgotten in the last 10 to 15 years, and now we have to go back to it.
And Kotkin says first-time home buyers still prefer houses over condos. KB Homes is banking on that. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.